to see if we could get. So I call this meeting of the conference committee on HB 3090 to order. We don't need to do a roll call, right? Okay. Chair recognized Senator Shannon. You had a concern.
Yes.
About the bill. And
right. And I'll tell you the part that we're concerned about is on line 7, including but not limited to new alignments or bridges. And if they want to build a new road and they want to toll it, that's fine. But if they want to get to widen a road going onto a bridge and then toll the bridge, then that's not fine. Unless they want to come back to us and, you know, and talk about it.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Representative
Grubb. Well, I guess, Senator, you know, I understand your point, but as I read this, what we're saying here in Section 2 is that before proceeding, blah, 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 the Department of Transportation shall determine what portion of costs construction could be recovered through tolls. So we're not mandating that roads or bridges or anything be tolled. We're just saying that they should look at the potential to recover the cost through tolling.
But it's not our intention to toll existing bridges or roads. In fact, we wanted to go out and start this whole thing and say that because Congress has just said that you may toll existing roads and even, you know, interstates. But we didn't. We just let the bill die until you folks came over. But we feel pretty strong that we do not want to toll existing bridges, and that opens that door wide open, all just by saying we'll add a new turning lane, a new alignment to an existing bridge. If they want to build a new bridge, I don't have a problem. But we feel pretty strong about not tolling existing bridges just because they widen the lane to get onto the bridge.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Farrelly.
The bill summary that's been distributed to our members by staff indicates that one of the projects that has already been approved for tolling is the Lewis and Clark Bridge replacement. And I wanted to make sure that the amendment that Senator Shannon has proposed, which is clearly aimed at not creating toll bridges, does not preclude the opportunity to continue with the bridge replacement, the Lewis and Clark Bridge replacement, which is specified in the current authority that are already authorized in statute.
Okay, so noted. My question would be, Senator Shannon, why didn't you go ahead and take that out when it was on the Senate side? Why wasn't that language pulled out when the bill was on the Senate side?
Probably because we didn't realize the potential.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
So, Senator Shannon, if I understand you correctly, you're saying that you don't have any problem with the feasibility study of looking at tolling new bridges.
Yeah.
You just don't want anything that's existing in terms of a road. So why don't we put language in there conceptually that prohibits tolling of existing roads and bridges with the exception of the Lewis and Clark Bridge replacement. Now,
I feel comfortable with that.
You'd feel comfortable with that?
Mm-hmm. But I just don't want them to say because of this bill we've passed, they can widen the lane leading to a bridge and then toll the bridge. And that's exactly what it says. New alignments.
Yes, Janet Hutchinson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's my understanding of this bill that it's the determination of how tolls would be applied and whether tolls would be feasible, and to consider tolls as a factor in the state transportation improvement program. It's not either prohibiting or authorizing any toll project. And the reason I pointed out in the staff measure summary is that there are some specific projects authorized in statute, just to let you know that other ones would have to be added to that statute in order to be authorized. So I don't think that by having toll bridges in or out of this means that toll bridges can or cannot be built in this section.
Janet?
This is more of a...
Mm-hmm. But don't you think that gives them an authority they didn't have before?
Not necessarily to build it, but you're directing them to study the feasibility of tolls on a project, and to, if a project has tolls, that it ranks higher in the state transportation improvement program because it will be partially funded through tolls. It doesn't authorize them to build a project or prohibit them from building a project if you would take bridges out. Does that make
sense? I think so. So what you're saying, if I followed you correctly, is that irrespective of whether including but not limited to new alignments or bridges is in or out, is not going to have an effect on whether or not any new bridges can be built with a toll or cannot be built with a toll, is because the projects are going to have to be approved by the legislature anyway. Is that what you're saying?
I think that there might be another statute related to tolling on bridges, but this statute in 383.007 lists specific projects where tolls may be used as well.
That's correct. And so, let's see, what's 005? Here's 005. Agreements for toll projects.
And the new language in House Bill 3090 is to direct the department to see which projects tolling can be reasonably applied, not on every project, but on certain kinds of projects, to determine what portion of the cost could be achieved through tolls. And secondly, if there is a toll project in the state transportation improvement program, that it would rise in rank by the future part of it being already funded.
Sure. Where is the ORS that says that tolling has to be approved by the legislature?
It says here under 383.007, it says, notwithstanding ORS 383.005, without specific authorization by the Legislative Assembly, the Department of Transportation may not enter into any agreement for construction or operation of a tollway or related facilities pursuant to ORS 383.001 to 383.023 and 315, other than four, and then it lists four specific projects: the Newburgh-Dundee bypass situated in Yamhill County, a Tualatin and Sherwood Highway linking I-5 to Route 99, a tollway project in which, in whole or in part within the Portland metropolitan area, and a bridge at or near the site of the Lewis and Clark Bridge in Columbia County.
Okay, what about at the very beginning that you started reading? You said, except in ORS. Very first.
Notwithstanding ORS 383.005, without specific authorization by the legislature.
So what that one says, notwithstanding?
What does the 383.005? Agreements for tollway projects, operation of projects, and it talks about the purposes of the acquisition, design, construction, reconstruction, operation, or maintenance and repair of tollway projects. The Department of Transportation may enter into any combination of contracts, agreements, and other arrangements with any one or more private entities or units of government, or any combination thereof, including but not limited to design-build contracts, lease agreements.
It doesn't talk about tolling.
No, it doesn't.
What do you think, Jim?
Does the department may operate tollway projects, been here in sub two, and impose and collect tolls on any tollway project the department operates any private entity or unit of government that operates a tollway project pursuant to an agreement with the department may impose and collect tolls on the tollway project. And then there's limits set in 0.21.
So the 0.05 gives them authority to operate tollway projects under these conditions set out in statute, and this is notwithstanding that they may not operate them except for these four.
These four.
So if they want a toll bridge, they have to come back to us.
That's what this sounds like, Mr. Chair and Senator Shannon. I think there's some other statutes related to tolling of bridges. So.
Which? I know you've been asked this a lot longer.
Doug, do you know where those might be? Go ahead and come on up and 0.21.
Chair Cromwell, members of the committee, Doug Pendle, maintenance engineer, Department of Transportation. The only one that I can think of when Janet was saying that was there was a specific statute for the Astoria Bridge, but I didn't think it was bridges in general. The only tolling wording I knew was that, and my understanding has always been that if we want to toll a road, we have to come back and get legislative approval to toll it, road or bridge or anything.
Chairman Cromwell, I have another question.
Yes, Senator Ferriero.
This is a question for the resident expert from Oregon Department of Transportation.
Okay.
Open the record.
Thank you.
Would this ability also extend to congestion pricing? If you wanted to make a toll road and right through the middle of, downtown Beaverton, Beaverton Hillsdale Highway, Sunset Highway, I-84, and could the department under this statute simply designate I-84 as a toll road and start congestion pricing?
Chair Shannon, Senator Fairley, Chair Cromwell, Senator Ferrioli, my understanding is that we could not do that without legislative approval. My understanding is we cannot oppose a toll, and congestion pricing is a form of a toll, without legislative approval. And so within those four, I think that one that says a road within the Portland metropolitan area would give us the authority to do that, but outside of that, we don't have the authority to do it.
Mr. Chairman, I-5 works for me. Wrap it on this.
Only if we add another lane, Senator, between Salem and Eugene. Like a high-speed Autobahn kind of lane.
Something that will cut down your traveling expenses that I read in the newspapers.
It's all tongue-in-cheek.
Do the words Grand Plus Vitesse mean anything to you?
Just flying low mean anything
yeah.
to you?
Mr. Chair and members of the Conference Committee, there is a separate statute. Toll bridges 383.310 says it is lawful to construct, maintain, and operate toll bridges upon state highways in the manner set forth in and pursuant to 382.105, 115, and that just says construction and operation of toll bridges by the Department of Transportation.
Doug, are we given new power?
I guess, Mr. Chairman, it was my impression that the department already had the statutory authority to levy tolls on toll bridges.
Oh, here we go.
Now we're. He's been watching us probably, and.
I turned you on late. I'm sorry to say, and I heard a question about toll bridges, and I grabbed my ORS and looked, but I don't know where you are now. You might have gone beyond.
No, we're still there.
We're stuck.
83.310.
And Joan, maybe you could introduce yourself.
Joan Robinson, Legislative Council.
Thank you.
Okay, the question I heard was whether there can be toll bridges. And under ORS 382.105, the answer is yes. Whenever in the judgment of the Department of Transportation, the construction of a bridge over any stream, river, bay, and so on, between two state highways or federal highways is necessary in order to afford adequate convenience and a safe means of travel, such bridge should be constructed and operated as a toll bridge, then the department may construct the bridge, pay in the first instance the cost and expense out of highway funds, thereafter replenish or reimburse the state highway funds with tolls received as a result of the use and operation of the toll bridge. This is a statute that's apparently been in effect since before 1953, and I've never dealt with it.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Shannon.
Did everybody catch what I did? Constructing the bridges. We're talking about tolling bridges because they realigned the road that goes, they widened the road that goes to the bridge. In the bill that we're considering, in line 7, it says, including but not limited to new alignments of bridges, and those are bridges that have already been constructed. That's what I mean. Just a new lane, and then they can start tolling the bridge.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Krebs?
Not yet, but Sunday. In for a question for Joan, that language there seems to suggest to me that the words including but not limited to new alignments or bridges, is my interpretation correct that that means to new alignments and new bridges?
I don't think so. I think that if new bridges had been intended, it probably it would have said new bridges.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I could continue.
Senator Farrelly?
Ma'am, from the commentary, it's my impression that the agency already has the authority to impose tolls on existing roads.
And bridges?
Yeah. And bridges.
On specific existing roads.
Yeah. In specific instances, ma'am, I didn't hear your answer.
Senator Farrelly, that there are only specific toll projects that are allowed on highways. Newburgh-Dundee, Sherwood, and there are two others, and I can't remember what they are. Otherwise, for a toll highway, they have to come back to the legislature for specific approval. Mm-hmm. The tolling, the bridges, is a different situation.
So the Representative Krebs, Mr. Chairman, please do. So are you suggesting, or is it your interpretation that the agency has current authority to impose tolls on bridges currently?
Old bridges.
I'm not sure about old bridges, because the 382.105 seems to apply to constructing a bridge. The department may construct a bridge and pay the cost out of the highway funds and then recover the cost through tolling. So I don't believe this is authority to put new toll bridges. Now, as I say, these statutes have been in effect since 1953, and I don't recall ever having amended them. I mean, they've never been amended, so I don't know very much about them.
Mr. Chairman, I perceive that Senator Shannon's concern has to do with the designation of existing bridges as toll. What I understand from legislative counsel is that that authority would still have to come from the legislative body. I guess if there was a conceptual amendment that connects those two issues, it would be, notwithstanding anything in the ORSs that were cited, that legislative authority would be needed to impose new tolls on bridges or roads. And that way you're nailing it down.
And then I'm a happy camper.
It comes back to us before new tolls are approved.
And that would satisfy...
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Your
and if
concerns.
It could be done, I would, you know, are we finished for the night, Senate?
We have a...
Yeah, we're done.
Yes,
our
there's
agenda.
Conference committees throughout the afternoon.
I have two more.
Two more?
Yep. I have one full class at Ways and Means Transportation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm open because I'd like to get printed tonight.
Okay.
If I would, do we have, are we on a one-hour notice?
Chair?
Yes,
if I understand what Senator Farrelly is suggesting, it's adding something to this that says that tolls can't be imposed on bridges without specific legislative authority. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I would suggest that that might not fit the title of this bill, which is relating to construction of highways.
Then let's just take that out.
Take out the title?
No. well, the yes, it's highways. Just take out, because it says, take out, but not limited. It says, including bridges. And this is talking about highway. Of course, bridges are part of a highway. But then we're back to what I was saying. I don't want them to be able to toll old bridges.
Well, Mr. Chair, that Senator Shannon brings up a great point. If you're going to prohibit
tolling of bridges, but you have bridges on a highway, does that technically mean that you can't toll the highway because there's prohibition against tolling bridges? Right. Maybe we're splitting hairs here, but also we don't want to create a problem later on.
This is just new alignment.
Actually, Mr. Chairman, in point of fact, it's modernization projects that can be tolled.
Mm-hmm.
Any. If that included a bridge, I would assume that would mean a bridge also.
Well, this doesn't.
I don't even think you need this if it's a modernization. Mm-hmm. It's a modernization project or a series on a single highway that might result in a segment in which tolling could be I don't think you need that about new alignments or bridges, because anything new is modernization. What do you think, Joan? The first part of that sentence says modernization can be tolled.
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Senator Shannon, I assume that the reason that was in there is that the requesters were trying to specify the kinds of things that they were interested in, but I agree with you that anything that comes under modernization is already included. Now, this bill would not give authority to the Department of Transportation to impose tolls on anything. All it says is they have to consider that if it's reasonable, if tolling could be reasonably applied in this project, they have to consider that as a positive factor. But one of the things that would determine whether tolling could reasonably be applied is the likelihood of the legislature agreeing to it, because except for those four specific projects, tolling can't be applied on any highway at this point.
So what you're saying then, Joan, is that with that language or without that language, it's not going to make a big difference, the language being including but not limited to new alignments or bridges?
Yeah, I think if you take the language out, I don't think you change much if you take the language out, although I understand the concern. I mean, except for the fact that this doesn't really give authority to the Department of Transportation to impose tolls on anything. So in that sense, I think it doesn't matter if you take the language out, but if you're concerned that it might give authority, or that somebody might think it gives authority to the department to impose tolls on bridges, then I would say you could take it out, and still, if a new bridge is a modernization project, they would still have to consider whether it could be tolled or not.
May I just...
Senator Shannon.
My concern is that then they would start saying, well, the legislature gave us the authority to start checking these, and they would focus on bridges and say we can move it forward because it qualifies as modernization, and not do whole highways or relieve congestion, but just with this authority kind of focus on bridges. I'm just really uncomfortable, and if they still can go forward without that line, I think it's reasonable, and I'm really comfortable if we just take that out.
Let me ask the representative from OEC to come up. Chris, why don't you identify yourself for the record?
My name is Chris Hagerbaumer. I'm the Air and Transportation Program Director at the Oregon Environmental Council. I think that's a really good idea to take that segment out, because if you look at the way that this is written, it says before proceeding with a modernization project or a series of modernization projects, that sets up what ODOT is looking at. ODOT is not looking at any existing facilities to toll. So I don't think that we would need this little clause, including but not limited to new alignments or bridges. And I think that's a good way to solve the problem.
So from your standpoint, taking that out is not a problem?
I don't think so, because, I'm sorry,
Mr.
Crummel. I don't think that's a problem at all, because it says here where tolling could reasonably be applied. It gives that type of direction to ODOT that says, gee, I wouldn't toll a tiny little road that goes 1 mile. That would be ridiculous. It's looking at major new modernization that, again, lends itself to tolling.
Okay. And that, Senator Shannon, takes care of
yes,
the concerns that you have?
Yes, I can support it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Chris.
Let's see. Can we do that as a consensual amendment? Senator Shannon, would you make
yes, I move as a conceptual amendment that we, on line 7, I think we can strike the comma too, can't we? Or wait, do we need one comma? I haven't read the whole thing before.
I think you have to leave one comma in. I would say leave the comma after apply.
They can figure that out. Okay, I move that we strike on line 7 from the bill, including but not limited to new alignments or bridges. Okay.
Yes.
And I just like legislative intent that I don't mind if they do toll new bridges. It's just if they do an alignment to an old bridge.
Okay. It's been moved by Senator Shannon to conceptually amend B. Engrossed House Bill 3090 to on line 7 to strike the language, including but not limited to new alignments or bridges.
Okay.
Correct? Okay. Is there any objections to that? Seeing none, so ordered. Let's see. Would you like to make a motion to adopt the B7?
Mr. Chair, I move that we adopt the B7 amendments to House Bill 3090. And we have to do that first.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have the B7 amendment.
I'm sorry, Senator Yee. There was a should have been a packet at your spot that had the B7 amendments attached to it.
Oh, okay.
And they're hand engrossed.
Is a hand engrossed, so you can see what the bill, how the bill would read.
Mm-hmm.
This is language that's. By the way, let me recognize the motion. It's been moved by Representative Krupp to adopt the B7 amendments to House Bill 3090B. Discussion. These are amendments that Representative Lehman and I have worked on over on the House side, and both of us find to be acceptable. And
it's a future step.
Mr. Chairman, just want to know, why do we strike the date July 1, 2003? Are we going to move the study up so we can review it next session?
Senator Yee, that's correct. Is that what the with the amendments the way they are? It's instructing ODOT to begin a study on the construction of the extension from Yuma Hills to the California or Nevada border, and then reports to the 71st legislature, which will be the next legislative session, the status and results of the study. We've checked on the fiscal on this, and there's only about a $25,000 fiscal impact, so it doesn't need to go back to Ways and Means. It sounds like, and Doug, I don't know if you want to speak to this or not, but it sounds like it can be absorbed within what ODOT is currently doing.
Another question.
Yes, sir.
So why is the fiscal impact showing $150,000 to $100,000?
The new amendments reduced it.
Well, I think the chair said $25,000.
I'm sorry, Senator, I misspoke myself. And if you look in the last, fiscal analysis, if you look in the last paragraph at the bottom, it says a study on the construction would cost about $45,000. I'm sorry, I misspoke myself.
Toll road feasibility, another question, $150,000 to $300,000. Interstate extension feasibility study, $45,000. Are we doing both?
No, Senator Yee. By putting these amendments in, we are eliminating the feasibility study.
Oh, and do the interstate extension feasibility study only?
It turns out that it's not actually a feasibility study, but they'll start looking at the corridor to see if there's a way to then proceed any further than that. I guess I would liken it to almost doing like a fatal flaw analysis to begin with, to see if there would be a flaw with proceeding with any kind of study and before we get a lot of money invested into it.
Oh, I'm glad we're moving it forward 2 years earlier, because this is a good idea and we need to hear what is the analysis. Mm-hmm. So I'm supportive.
Thank you. Any other comments regarding it? If not, the motion is to adopt the B7 amendments to B. Engrossed House Bill 3090. Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, did we move the conceptual amendment to
yes.
Yes, Shannon.
Yes, we did.
Hey, Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3090, as amended, to the respective floors for a due pass.
Okay.
I am a freshman learning how to follow scripts. House, Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we concur in the Senate amendments and further amend with the B7s, which we've done, and repass the bill. And
the conceptual amendment.
And the conceptual amendment included. Yes, B7 and conceptually amended as amended.
Mm-hmm.
Is everyone clear on
that? You cover all the bases.
We want to send it to the floors for a repass.
That is correct, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
You've correctly interpreted my gibberish.
Just to clarify that, is there, do I need a roll call on this? Okay. The motion then is to...
Yeah.
Is to with the amendments conceptual and B7s is to
here's the script, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. House concur in the Senate amendments and further amend the bill and repass the bill. Any further discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Farioli.
Aye.
Senator Representative Kraft.
Aye.
Senator Lehman.
Excused.
He's sleeping.
Chair Shannon. Aye.
Senator
Yee.
Aye.
Chair Cromwell.
Aye. House Bill 3090 is moved to the respective chambers. And I'll close the work session on House Bill 3090. And I would like to thank you all for coming in on such short notice and that we were able to get this going. And with that, without objection, I'll adjourn the meeting.
Would you like to...
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. I do.